Starting this week off with AE on the radar freestyle. If you don't know, get to know. Yes, sir.
How's y'all, the beautiful girl?
I gotta close the window before I record. Cause London done, I had to be quiet. He's loving the chase, keep coming my way. He see what he like, come slim in the face and slim on the waist. I'm thick on the thighs, I don't wanna take a next stage if you don't use face. Yeah, you know the vibe, nigga, goodbye. Clip off my wings, still soaring. Being oppressed is boring. Who's paying for the next installment? Man said I need him when I need a treating. Man, I laugh so hard, that's snorted. Just get on your knees, lick it and eat. Make a bitch feel important. That's Salon TT, bon appetit. Cause you know the snack's imported. Yeah, you know the snack's imported. Eat up, no food on his plate. Tell your mum how the kids do it these days. Oh my God, so good, wish the crew could taste. But I won't tell my girls, we don't do relays. Say how it is, I was born this way. And I keep it black and white like the old girl. I'm a lady, why talk this way? Sounds like something
yo, when I pick up my pen and I rap, I just talk from my mind and I ain't never cap. I use men just to fill up the gaps. You keep thinking it's love, but it ain't even that. I get high like I live in a trap and I build up a two, still got one in my lap. Swing, pull up and build up the next thing. Z, I don't book and invest. Tequila with a side of lime, spinning out with Anna, he idolized. I don't care about the shoes and the bags he buys. Like, but I gotta say this 1,000 times, mine the right, that's why I ain't joking.
Got
my jeans all full like exploded. And we can take in the box like voting. Best key E, so I tell him it's a burden. And this one's cute and cuddly, wrist on bubbly, think you can bother me, yeah. No, I'm the one like monogamy, one not a wannabe, nobody topping this, yeah. Soft on my skin looking buttery, brown to mahogany, still smoking broccoli, yeah. Bitches I hate like misogyny, yeah. She playing chess, I'm monopoly, yeah.
I'm a lady, why talk this way? Sounds like something the oldies say.
Hard. Fire.
Hard.
Yeah.
Nah, big up to them still.
Trust. Yeah, I like them. The delivery's clean. Like the flow as well. Like they got flows there. Yeah, man. I think they're cold still. I think picking the right beats and whatnot is probably what's gonna help them transcend to the top. But yeah, no. I think they're cold still. I think they can probably as well make, I don't want to say, well, yeah, they can make a range of, like, commercial hip-hop, I think. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I hear that.
Like, yeah.
I hear that. That's fair. Nah, they sound very crispy. Very crispy. Like, the flows are, like you said, clean.
Are they from north?
Nah, apparently from south still.
Apparently
from south.
Because I was going to say the delivery is almost like that what you'd get from like a Skepta type shit, do you know what I'm saying? In terms of like how the clarity in the voice and whatnot, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, they sound cold still. I'm excited to see what they drop.
Have you seen them other than this, like outside of this?
What's it? Monochrome. They had a freestyle called Monochrome. When was that? That was, I think, like a year ago. Or within a year ago. Roundabout. I think they did that with Spotlight first. And then, yeah, but they've been bubbling for a while. I saw in my Flashy Sellers Block Report Live. Yeah, they performed that as well. Yeah, they got a decent crowd reaction as well. So yeah, nah, big up to them still.
God.
But yeah, nah, they're good still. They're good, man. Yeah, I feel like it could be different, something different. And yeah, refreshing in terms of having a girl group who can actually rap. Because I don't think we have that over here anywhere.
Say that last bit again.
A girl group that can actually rap. I don't think we have that over here, unless I'm mistaken.
Actually, might be. Is this the same? Because I feel like there was two girls that are rapping in the Cajun ends.
That's them.
Oh, that is the, okay, that's them. Okay.
That's them. That's them still. Yeah, that's them.
Say this.
That's them still.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, they can actually rap then still. Because I was thinking, is that another group? But it would make sense if that's them still.
That's them still.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But yeah, man. Just gonna keep tracking them still.
Yeah. See what they drop next and what's next for them still.
Yeah, word.
On the radar is a sick thing to do still.
Yeah, true. And yeah, it's surprising that they got the call up, because they usually do. It's more often not American based artists that they do.
Who are on the radar?
Yeah, I think that as far as I remember, I think it's only Central.
No, I feel like they've had I feel like Big Zoo's done one.
Ah, yes, you're right. You're right, my apologies. You're right.
I don't know if anybody else, though.
Yeah, but it's a select few, I'd say that still. So for them to get the call up.
Yeah.
Respect still. Yeah, man. That's dope, though.
Yeah,
big up to them still. I forgot to mention, though. I think even last week, though, we forgot to speak about the Bugsy taking shots at Stormzy.
You know, because he did that, I didn't even watch it.
What did he say?
I didn't even watch it, you know.
Wait, let's...
Because I was just like, what, is he actually trying to draw someone out just to get extra clout again?
Do you know what it is? I feel like man are just scared to do that, though, man. Really and truly, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the competition thing? Say, alright, cool. I feel like I'm better than this guy.
You can say that. I'm not mad at that. Is that what he said?
Let me get the exact words. Because I think, as far as I remember, he also drew for Maya as well. I can't remember.
Yeah, but that's what I think is a bit... I made it personal after it. How long is it? It's 4 minutes. It's 5 minutes even.
Let's pause this right now. Daily Duppy, Graham Daily, I beg, just take it back to the basics, freestyle. Allow me with this whole video.
They never said it was a freestyle, though.
Bro, what is a Daily Duppy usually?
Oh.
That's exactly.
No, but do you let in my head yet?
Bro.
Side note, this is nasty. Man put a wide body on a fucking Lamborghini, and it looks...
Big up to him.
But yeah, they're pre-made bars anyway, don't matter. It's a performance shot anyway, bruv.
Allow me, man.
It is.
Allow me, man.
It's a performance shot anyway.
Let's take it back, man. Let's take it back, please, man.
Literally, that's what it is.
I'm tired of that, man. Bro, you got a man adding that to like their albums and that, broski, allow me, G.
Yeah.
Just let it be a standalone thing.
Because it's not a freestyle.
Is it not?
No.
What did Daily Duppy start out as?
Man, it was rapping, innit?
Exactly. It was never that.
What do you mean?
It was never that.
It was never what?
It was never a performance thing like that. It was never that.
No, but the concept's still standard, still the same in terms of like there were pre-made bars and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure they probably pre-record before they performed. Especially once they started getting to the point where they put all the animation.
Exactly. But I'm not a fan of that. Even though it looks good, bro, just take me back.
Take it back to the F64 days.
Please, take it back to the raw.
I don't think that's happening though, man.
Of course not, because it looks good, but I beg, guys, take it back, man. Me personally, I'm not for that. Yeah. But Yeah, well, let's see this real quick.
The game died and these rap niggas need a leader. Sent in a drone with a heat seeker. Looks like the road's still hotter than a chicken tikka. But the game's lukewarm like a cheap freezer. Album mold and I'm the GBD releaser. GBH on my record, fuck a meat cleaver. I'm from Manny where they call him man the beekeeper. When his leg got broke, he didn't have to ask. Turned up at the gap before his leg was in a plaster cast. Knocked him and his teeth out and then I had to dash. I dread being locked up like I'm a Rasta man. Infamous one, raised in the 6-1. I'm in the gym, said there's no drink in my system. I think I'm him in my garden, I built a fountain. He's not a king, he's a man that fell from a mountain. Not gonna lie, I was shook when he pulled the shetty out. I really could have pissed my pants, but I was young, okay. But on the cold as I can, nearly wigged him with the axe. But that's how payback works in the slums, okay. Even though I'm polite, I'm not signed, so I just pick up my pen and say what's on my mind. And I can't lie, my dark side, I've been thinking chin him on the red carpet, my guy. There's a storm incoming, let me drop gear to third. Still can't believe that he thinks it's his bird. If she flew the nest and settled with another pigeon, give her back to the street, she's built for the curb.
Stop, I got the Bible stop, on my back, scriptures written on my. Stop. 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 Let's stop that right now. Bro, do you know, for me, sending shots at Stormzy is fine. More than fine.
I mean, do it depends on what you're saying, but yeah.
But during for my and that.
Yeah, let me just pull it back quickly.
Allow it, man.
My dark side, I've been thinking chin him on the red carpet, my guy. There's a storm incoming, let me drop gear to third. Still can't believe that he thinks it's his bird. If she flew the nest and settled with another pigeon, give her back to the street, she's built for the curb. I got the Bible on my back, scriptures written on my chest. Nasty. They thought I was re-
That's nasty work. That's very nasty.
I mean, it's nasty work, but unfortunately a lot of niggas think that way about his whole situation.
Nah.
You know how many people think that because she got engaged to someone else, she should.
What? She should what?
To be honest, I don't agree with them, but obviously there's a lot of people that have that opinion. Not a lot, but there's people
but
that do have
what,
that opinion.
What? That? What? Because
she got engaged to someone else.
So?
The logic don't make sense to me.
Bro. Listen. People do questionable shit all the time when it comes to relationships and whatnot. So, drop me out with that, first of all. Second of all, what does this have to do with anything? I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I think the Stormzy bar was all right. But it wasn't nothing crazy. I think it was more crazy though with the manager.
Yeah, and it's like.
And I think. Unfortunately now, Bugsy, now, man can't respect your team.
Yeah, because I have to keep it a stack. I found it corny when the likes of Drake done it to like Meg Thee Stallion that. Because you're not going to go back and forth. So.
But that was different.
It's different, but it's still corny.
She makes music, so she can actually write.
That's true. That's very true. But again, you're not going to be going back and forth with Meg. Let's keep her stuck. Like, it's corny. Either way. Plus, again, in this case, Maya's not a musician. She's not a rapper.
Mm.
So she's not going to rap back or respond.
I don't even think Stormzy's going to respond. He's probably gonna do a subliminal like.
Yeah.
So it's not
subliminal like how he did Chip. Yeah.
No, they actually went at it, didn't they?
Nope. Bro, Stormzy to this day, I think is shook to go bar for bar with Chip. Cause I think he what's the sublim he did on Skeng Man. Adidas Clash, boom, boom, Bailiff one.
That was chip though.
Yes, that was that chip. But that wasn't a, well, it was a sublim, but you knew he was talking about. And then, I think on Skengman, our Skengman's crew, I forgot what else he said. But yeah, since Chip went at him, he was like, yeah, nah. He's not been willing to jump in the ring. And I've seen since then, Chip went on Chunks and Philly's podcast and he was like, yeah, the clashing thing is done for now. But
well, I think that's just if anybody tries it.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody's stupid enough to try test him anymore. So
yeah, nah.
And
nah.
I don't think he's gonna create any new bugsies any either.
Yeah, word.
I don't think he's gonna either bite for that as well. Even if that was to happen, like it has to be someone prominent now. Like it can't just be. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can't just be someone
facts.
Out of the...
That's facts.
Out of the woodwork somewhere, like...
That's big that, facts.
Like, come on, man. A Chip especially, like, bro, like, you've done killed everyone, like...
That's facts.
You don't need to be... If someone's coming sending for Chip now, kind of know what you're on.
Exactly. You know what to expect. You're going to get barred up.
Yeah.
Barred. But, yeah, taking it back to this Bugsy. Lie, man. Lie.
Yeah. Especially for me, yeah, it kind of feels weird him doing that. Like, what is his cells, like, are his cells struggling or something?
Bro, like, you're out here doing films, Ruboy, with Guy Ritchie and that. So bro, it's not like...
Yeah, you don't need this music money like that. Like, come on, man. It's a bit weird. I think he's got a bit bored and that. He ain't got no ends to pull up to and that. Like, it's crazy.
Wow, bro, that's so crazy.
But, no, man, I don't know. It is.
That's so crazy.
It would be so industry if Stormzy responds though, I'll be real.
Nah, you're shook.
Who?
Yeah, Stormzy shook.
Or Bugsy?
Bro, if he responds to Bugsy, but not Chip, that will send him even lower in my estimation of him. I swear down.
Do you know what, yeah? So just to be clear, let's just go over the different checkpoints to evaluate. I just want to do a... Yeah, I'm okay. So Chip did... Chip sent for him... In what diss records again?
Well, it wasn't a diss, but the initial song that sparked it was the Ways of what's the album? Insomnia.
To Stormzy.
Yes, I forgot what the bar was. But yeah, he sent for him in that, and then Stormzy responded on. I don't know, with Tiana and Dasha really saying, is he sending for me? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when... Yeah, that's when Chip... Well, that's when the whole altercation happened that came out later where he went to his house or whatever. And then that's when Chip... Once it came out, he put out Flowers, and then Killer MC. I think there was another one as well. But yeah, then since then Stormzy sent sublims in Skengman and Clash.
Okay.
And I don't think since then he's addressed it.
Has he been direct at any point since?
No.
Chip, he hasn't been direct.
No. But, bro.
Direct enough.
At that point, I feel like if this guy's not wanting to rap, then what's Chip going to be rapping about? In that case, it's done. on his side anyway, until you respond.
Yeah. Cool. So the alley-oop for that is how many captions are you gonna be taking from your boy Aubrey before we get
I have to keep it a stack.
This wet wipe of your goat, blood. Nah. Smelling up the place, fam.
I have to be honest. Yeah. The caption thing, for me, I'm not rating it. For me, you just have to rap back. Whenever that is a different story. But this whole responding back in sassy captions, no. I'm not trying to hear it. This guy said nigga bum. Bro, your best work is a light pack.
Something stinks in hell, man.
Nigga Prince outlive Mike Jack. No. Listen, no, I'm not trying to hear that. You gotta rap back. Whenever you do, cool. But I'd say just keep it watertight for now. Don't give any inkling of when you're gonna drop something. And apparently Kendrick already has a diss song on the top anyway, which is crazy. I don't know.
I gotta see it to believe it still.
I feel like this was bait.
I gotta see it to believe it.
Nah, man.
You think it's bait? So you reckon 100. if what's it called responds, he's gonna be straight away?
100. There's no way you're sending shots like that and not expecting a comeback in some
shape or form. So what do you reckon Kendrick's gonna have an expiry point?
Expiry point in terms of what?
Like when he's gonna be willing to respond quickly or not. Do you get what I mean? Like, if he's got a, like, if obviously he's got a diss already, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think he's trying to wait out Drake. He's trying to see what Drake is going to do, and vice versa.
But
yeah, because I'm thinking Drake should respond.
What's the prediction? Go on.
I think he will drop a song where he will send direct jabs. He has to. He has to. If he doesn't, respectfully, I don't know if I can call him a girl anymore. But that's, yeah. Yeah. Nah. I can't. He needs to respond. And I feel like the competitor in him, he should, and he will.
He's got no choice, Reba, I'll be real.
Yeah, because not responding just makes you...
Needy.
Yeah, and it shows that, like, all right, cool. You're admitting defeat, like, you...
Literally.
For whatever reason.
Nigga, bum!
It's crazy.
Nah.
You know what?
But you know what? Lowest the keys as well. I want my goat to respond as well, you know.
What's the response to?
Exactly, but I feel like he just needs to do it so that we can start something, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's never going to be personal between Cole and Kendrick. So yeah. Let's do it for the sport type shit, you get me? That's the way I see it.
I hear that. Like, but again,
even between them and Drake, I don't see why it'd be personal. Like, them man don't know each other like that. Definitely not fucking the same girls.
Bruh. I don't know. But it's been going on for years now where they've been sending jabs back and forth. So it's like, at some point, they had to do this.
Go to war.
Yeah.
100. But, I mean, that's why I want to see what he's really on, innit?
Listen, man, I have faith.
What, in your boy?
Listen, man. If Drake is anything, he's a competitor. And he will compete.
But I think he picks his battles.
Allow it. Allow it,
man. He does.
Allow it, man.
He does.
Allow it. He does. Allow it. Like you.
He gave up when he came to push.
Okay. But he responded.
Didn't respond to Joe Budden.
He gave him a bar.
But you know what I mean. You know what I'm getting at when I'm saying picking battles.
Tory went back and forth with him. Meek, you saw what he did. Who else?
Meedy.
But again, you can only beat what's in front of you.
Meedy.
So what's he supposed to do?
Those aren't the people that, you know what I mean? Like, those aren't the guys that you reckon that are gonna, to be honest, Meek, okay, the only person I expect to have actually done something better than what they've done was Meek. Anyone else, the only other person was, who? Who was it?
Tory.
Tory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, only him. Like, out of the three that we've mentioned, yeah, only Meek is the, two, sorry. Meek is the guy that I expected to have done better.
I hit up.
But
I hit up.
Tory, he's like Drake, innit, so.
What? In what regard?
Singing, rapping thing, innit?
Respect, man, respect.
What, you're telling me that's not his bag?
It is his bag, but exactly. Respect, man. We know who does it better. But,
what's that got to do with it?
Bro.
The point is
quality.
Yeah, but they both do it to, like, they both will never be a goat in either of the realms, so. Like, the rapping realm. And then, do you know what I mean? The singing realm.
Okay.
It's just not possible. I mean, yeah.
I guess so. But, listen. I don't know. These next few weeks will be interesting. I'm very interested.
He's going to be ducking and diving.
That's cap.
Being a bum.
That's cap. Listen, man, let's see. Let's see how it goes. What am I saying? But yeah, we'll see about that.
Mm.
But yeah, moving on swiftly. Young T and Bugsy made their return to music.
Yeah.
After, I think is it 2 years?
But quickly, let's just do intro.
Yeah. It's your boy Max, aka Max Arroyo, and aka Max is here, aka Nick without headphones, aka you already know what time it is.
Mm.
The Aubrey Avenger. I don't know. We on the front line. Head honcho of the Pappy's Angels Association.
Smelly.
We at war right now.
Smelly. But,
yeah. Troops rally up. AKA. Back outside, boys. AKA. AKA. Humphrey Williams. Yeah, man. We are.
Smelly.
It's not smelly. It's a fact.
But yeah, no, it's your boy Iris Top Shooter, Art Dealer, TCF Dripper, you already know. Hayden fucking FC, you already know. We're back, baby. Like, went to Etihad and they said, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Couldn't do nothing. They had all of their attackers on the field. All of them rude boy. Couldn't do nothing. In their own ground, you know. Scary hours, fam. But,
bro.
Yeah, man. We there. Hip hop culture, it's your boy, you know. But yeah, if you're enjoying this content, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're listening, leave a rating, a review. Yeah, man. Love. And so, yeah, we're talking Trust. About Young T and Bugsy.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. We'll be back. Young T, I'm back to you. I actually just want to play a bit of the song quickly.
Cool.
Did they drop it together or was it solo songs?
I think it was together still.
Oh, it was together.
Yeah.
And I believe Bugsy produced it.
I didn't know you was a producer to be fair.
Well, one of them produced it actually. Yeah, Young.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Yeah. Rise above all the hate, this the next phase. Run out the devil, burn the sage. My real name's Rashard the Great. Throwing dirt on my name from digging in your own grave. My real dad trying but maybe late. Hope it grows, if it don't, just let fate be fate. Okay. I'm meeting all my siblings and my family for the very first time on my late brother's wake. Aight, cut the ish already. We've been at the crossroads, at the cliff already. Already in this game, fam, they waiting and lurking to snake. Yeah, they working at the splits already. Have you ever met some evil Knievels that move like they're lethal, but really they're weasels? I'm back now, I'm moving the needle with far more than reason. My stature is regal. They reminded me I signed it, it's legal. My lawyer didn't tell me that ancillary's a penal. Have you ever had a song go worldwide and not even seen a penny nor a crumb of a peanut? In this life you get humbled in seasons. I learned off my daughter, she's more like a teacher. This past years I came close to the God. I might make a gospel record and get Stormzy to feature. Never look down on your family or act. It don't matter if they're wheelers and dealers. Play a fool to catch a fool. I ain't never played chess. Can you show me where the queen is? Only say the words if you mean it. It's power, that's why we gotta spell it for a reason. I'm tryna put you on a little secret. It's all from within, I didn't have to rob a genie.
Recite the prayer that my mother used to tell. Always be the head, never be the tail. Always be yourself, draw within your well. If I'm in a shark tank, then I always be the well. If I didn't thank God, then I'd probably be in hell. If I never left Nige, then I'd probably be unwell. Cause my journey here was sickening. I took a leap of faith, I told my brothers do the same, but they was ribbiting. They locked my brother, but I still see the king in them. My son look just like me, I see the twin in them. My father reaching out, but I feel the jinn in him. Not the good type, the evil and sick within. You left the family for dead, how you asking me for bread? The audacity, I feel like putting money on his head. Raised my little bros, felt like I was all they had. Mum working 3 jobs, don't know when she coming back. Stage 2, hope is never coming back. Live through it so I know how to react. Never thought I would've reached the pinnacle. 80-20 deal, give me your residuals. 2024, keep the talking to a minimal. Pistol to a blade, every single game is winnable. Cynical, I'm a cynic. B&T and rid the Honda Civic in a minute. Really living no limit. Baby Lil Herb, how you meant to run if you're afraid to fall first? Tryna rob a living but I'm just a little burst. I was just a little twerp. Strike gold off for just a few words. Not a boss, you're a custody. A shotty rusty but trusty. Double cross me if you're a numpty. And if you outfucks me, I wish you luck, G. A cheerful heart is good medicine. I let the pain run out but fear settles in. They tryna taint my crown, I'm here sizzling. Told her how the body, she's saying how the pekin. He's doing good, he's my reminder to win.
I think in terms of, like, we've discussed a lot of freestyles reintroducing themselves and whatnot, and that's obviously what this is, isn't it? Like a reintroduction and type of telling themselves where they've been and where to tear.
Yeah.
And in terms of how those songs go, I really like this one still.
Same.
Like it. They're vulnerable in there as well, told them where they've been, like, they talked about their life as well.
Yeah,
all that shit, like, I think that's pretty cold still. Their stories are interesting. I also like the fact that you can tell they can actually rap.
Yeah, that's been a critique of mine previously of them. But then, yeah.
What, you reckon they were dumbing it down to make
this? I just story? Didn't.
Or you just didn't reckon it?
Yeah, I didn't really rate it for me personally. But yeah, like you said, this was a good way to come back, reintroduce themselves as, yeah, as a juror in the game that needs to be respected, innit?
Yeah.
And like you said, going into, I don't, yeah, like why they've been absent, being at funerals, dealing with like having children, lost family members come back into their life and whatnot. It's refreshing because you don't get that type of introspectiveness from a lot of music acts today in the UK, personally, as far as I can see. But this was good still, I can't lie. If they continue on this path, cool, they might have a new listener in me still. But yeah, man, it's mad. But yeah, just to touch on a particular point in terms of not seeing anything from Don't Rush, that's crazy to me, man. That's crazy. Because I think that was one of the first songs to, like, give TikTok.
From the UK.
Yeah, from the UK especially. Mm. But to help give TikTok that push in terms of the viral factor and whatnot. Yeah, that's mad to me.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Fuck knows what kind of contract they signed with.
And it's nasty business, man. It's nasty.
Because even with the streaming, like according to streaming numbers calculations, yeah, I think Mimi did the calculations that the song just on Spotify alone should have earned them, I think, 1.7 million. Like revenue, total revenue.
Bro!
So off the song alone, innit? Because it had over 300 million plays, innit?
Bro!
So the fact that they didn't see a penny of that is a bit brazy. But yeah, I don't know.
Bro! Yeah, that's mental. That's mental, man. Like, bro, the fuck thing is, yeah, without artists, labels are not making the money that they see. So for me, it's like, I don't understand what the issue is with making sure that the artists get paid properly. Because if they get paid properly, you can then give them the time and also the resource to create more of what gave you the money in the first place. So it's like, I don't get it, but again, this is not a new thing. This is not a new phenomenon.
Do you know what it is? It's the same thing, the reason why.
What?
A lot of big artists don't pay their creative teams and shit like that. Same reason. Because it's people that are looking for their break.
Yeah.
And do you get what I mean? They're hungry, just want to work and rent their tear. So they'll just sign anything for the opportunity. Get the opportunity. And it's kind of like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, like that's how it goes. Like, it's business, isn't it, at the same time, like, but obviously there's ways to do business, you don't have to do it shoddily and whatnot, but
exactly.
But I think it's also one of them ones where unfortunately they've been getting away with it, so it's like, why would we change the formula if it ain't broke?
Because more and more you'll see people dissatisfied with the way they're being compensated. And then that just fuels either two things. It fuels the person to even go harder or to lash out.
But you say that, but these record labels are steps ahead. in terms of like, in terms of the business and whatnot, because the reason why the streaming fee is so low is because the majority of these big labels have ownership in Spotify.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even now, the fact that they've taken their Universal taking their shit off Spotify, off TikTok. Apparently, they're talking about how their artists are now gonna have early access to preview music on Spotify and shit like that. So they're working. They're trying to create a new, do you know what I mean, this a new pipeline. So they're trying to make a move around that, and yeah, man, it's unfortunate because that's, yeah, it sucks. I can't lie, because to be honest, I'm hoping it means that these artists finally actually figure out, maybe let's try and figure out independently. And I think if you go back to a time where artists are signed by people that, to be honest, yes, people that want to make money, but actually care for the art at the same time. Like, I think there's a lot of, like, if you look at the old, the OG, like, gangster rap record labels and whatnot, they cared about money, but they also cared about the art at the same time, because they knew if the art's not good, it's not going to make money anyway. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if you deep it, like, to be honest, I don't know, always recording, I don't know how they, like, that label had their money when they had Chip, Wretch, and all of that on their team.
Yeah, apparently it was, how do I say this? What's the word? How do I say this? Illegitimate funding, I'll say that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think them doing that, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that are probably even doing that right now, like, just they've got the bread, so let's sign up some artists, innit? And I think if we go back to that, it probably might help a lot of artists, to be fair. And I'm not saying Groundwork are they did money, like, got money, like, wrongfully or whatever, but they're definitely doing the thing well, like music. So, yeah, man. So basically, just niggas from the streets really should just come back in the thing, like, and be like, yeah, this is, take ownership and run it back again, bro. Because
that's facts.
Yeah, man. I think we can definitely do it without the labels. Yes and no. A lot of them can do stuff without. A lot of artists can do stuff without the labels. I think it's just depending on what you kind of want to, what kind of artist you see yourself in it. But yeah, man, there's a lot of artists that can go independent as well, man. International as well, and get publishing. You just gotta have the right connects and shit like that, because publishing is where the bag is anyway. So there's no point dealing with the whole, record labels and that. But they deal with the publishing as well, so it's techie. But yeah,
nasty.
The publishing, nasty, big bag, you know. If they like getting a song synced in a movie,
it's
crazy money. Like, that's literally big. That's crazy money.
That's big.
Like, I'm pretty sure some, like, depending on how well the movie, you can probably be earning like $250,000, like.
That's so crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, when you just think about, like, certain songs that have gone crazy. Yeah, man. Like, fucking, what's the song? Sunflower, off the flipping, across the spider, not across the, Into the Spider-Verse movie by Post Malone and Swae Lee.
Oh, yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, but crazy. You know, they're laughing though, because it doesn't even need to go crazy for them to get the big bag.
Yeah.
But it's just it being in the movie alone is where the big bag is.
Yeah. But again, it went crazy on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, Yeah. Like, and all that, yeah. I don't even need to make music anymore, like.
Facts.
Yeah, it's facts. It's mad. It's mad to me, man. It's mad still, you know. But yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy that artists can't see the bread in it. But, bro, big up all the artists, man. Because, if you man don't make music, then,
Did you see Big Sean's Tiny Desk?
I saw clips.
Hey, yo.
I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater.
He will spin your goal, blood.
We all know that's a lie. No. But we know that's a lie.
Who?
We know that's a lie.
Where's the what's it called in my raps? There's no cap in my raps, nigga. He's spinning Drizzy all day.
On what?
What do you mean on what?
With what?
Bars, nigga.
Let's not.
No man. Hope.
Let's not. But I haven't seen it. I've seen clips of where he performed, like, what's the song? Play No Games and whatnot. And it's like, Sean has hits.
Mm.
Let's make no mistake about it. Yeah. Big up to Sean. But, yeah, man. Like,
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy. What did you think of it?
It's cold. I loved it still. It reminded me of how it was interesting because it almost reminded me that I knew there's a reason why I loved him so much, innit? I think it's also down to the flows.
Yeah.
The content, what he actually raps about. Like what he like, proper inspiring stuff and shit like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it really. Like flows and shit. Flows.
You know what? Okay, cool. I'll give him credit.
The content,
for
that. And he's almost a conscious rapper to an extent. He is. Like if he actually taking his Tiny Desk, look at half the songs he was spinning.
What songs are performed?
Memories.
Okay,
Play
Memories.
No Games.
Memories is my shit.
Bounce.
No.
He's got a couple. I've forgotten them still, but he's got a couple.
He's got a few.
Yeah.
To memory, he's got a few. So much more.
Yeah. Flipping, so much more.
Sunday morning jetpack. Inspire me.
Yes. See, that's another conscious one.
What else has he got? I'm trying to think. On the trait too. What did he have? I wouldn't consider Deep Reverence a conscious track.
I think it is to an extent.
Somewhat.
Nothing Stopping You.
Yeah.
All Me.
No.
What, not conscious?
No.
One Man Can Change the World.
Yes.
I Know.
No.
Yeah, no, that one's club music. All Me?
No, man.
Light?
No. He's got a few, but he's not the guy man will go to.
Yeah, he's not. Like, he's a jiggy nigga type shit with a little bit of conscience in him.
Yeah.
That's what he's on.
But yeah,
I'm looking forward to the album. I would love for him to fucking join the top three.
Join the top three in what? You know what making the song or what? Join them to do what?
To take over the Jizzy's position.
I don't think.
You don't think? Get
I
to
don't
know,
think
bro.
At this point. he can do much.
Yeah, he definitely
to get into that.
That's cap.
Nah.
Give us three solid albums and it changes completely.
Do you think Sean is capable of that right now in his career? Why not? Or wants to do that?
Yeah, why not?
No. I don't think he's...
He's been taking a break.
Yeah, but again, he doesn't have the catalogue to do that.
And if we get three solid albums?
Again, expecting... Bro. Personally speaking,
what are you talking
I think about? It's only his... Dark Sky Paradise that could chat to maybe any of them. And even then...
And then if you add another three solid projects... It's a
pretty
projects,
quick discussion.
And then if you add another three solid projects...
Yeah, but... That's at now. That's at this stage of his career. Mm-hmm. Them man have already done it. Okay. Them man have already made the Born Sinners, the Good Kid, Mad Cities, the Takers. They've been done that. He hasn't done multiple of that. Do you get me? He hasn't. Which is unfortunate, but he hasn't done that. But big up Sean anyway, because there's a space for him. He's on that tier below them man, which is fine, because the tier below them man is a lot better than the rest of the guys.
100, but like I think to like Arsenal right now, like you've been trying to fight to be the top. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to actually win stuff now.
Sean is not Arsenal. Sean is more like...
A Man United?
No.
Yeah, not a Man United, no.
He's more like a probably Tottenham. He's more like a Tottenham.
Nah.
They won the Carabao Cup in 2008 or whatever anything since they've been trying to get there, but it's not leveling up. Which that's is fine it, Chief. That's which is it. Fine
I think that he's Liverpool under Klopp.
No he's not.
Yeah.
No he is not. No he is not. No he is not.
Like it's had a good team but only won one Prem,
bro.
Only no, won one Champions not, League and one.
Sean, in terms of music, has not got Champions League level project. Actually, no. Detroit is not a Champions League level. For me personally, I don't consider it a Champions League level.
It's definitely a classic mixtape.
I'll call it like an FA Cup. FA Cup.
That's the FA Cup. If we're going to mixtape errors and that, yeah. Top 10 Detroit's in there.
Bro.
Top 10 Detroit's in there.
Would you consider it close to like let's say a Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, easily. Cap. Detroit. Cap. Do you listen to the same mixtape?
Cat.
Are we... What?
Cat. That's cat.
Are we hating right now? That's are we putting on our serious ears?
I'm being serious. That's
do you need a reminder of what was on there and...
Bro.
Shit like that? Or
I know what was on there. 100, 24K. What else?
The skits as well.
Allow me, yeah. Allow me.
What do you mean allow you,
bro? World building and whatnot. Allow me. But
it's bro, all part of it, my bro.
Listen, it's all part of
it, bro. It's not on streamings. Wow.
Wait, the trick, because I've got the mixtape. Wait, it should be on streaming. He put it on there was it like 2 years ago? Yeah, 24K gold. How It Feel, Woke Up, Experimental, Moolah.
Higher. How I Feel.
Seven Dreams, I'm Gonna Be. Oh, yeah. FFOE. Gotta Do. RWT. Once Bitten Twice. No.
Elite.
comparing this to Friday Night Lights, respect, man. Respect. That's almost disrespectful. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No.
Friday Night Lights, too deep for the intro, Before I'm Gone, Back to the Topic, you got it, Vilmatic, Uncharted, Blow Up, Higher, In the Morning, Two Face, The Autograph, Best Friend, Cost Me a Lot, Premeditating Murder, Home for the Holidays, Love Me Not, Sea World, Farewell, and Looking for Trouble. You're crazy. Hey. And that's majority on his own, by the way. That's, you're crazy.
That's my goal. But either way,
you're crazy.
Detroit's up 10, top 10 still.
Bruh.
Detroit's top
10. It's not even better than Dream Chasers 1. Let's not even, man.
No, but Dream Chasers 1 is probably top 5.
Classic.
Classic. Exactly, top 5. I said top 10.
Nah.
So it can be it in the struggles. Second half of the top 10.
It struggles. I'm not going to lie. It's a very good mixtape. But, nah, there's levels. There's levels still. There's levels. Levels to this. And, nah. Or, nah. 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 I'm not having that. Nah. It's good. But it's not creme de la creme. But big up Big Sean. Yeah, nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, I'm gonna spin this when I leave here.
What, Friday nights?
100%.
The God.
Yeah, I'm gonna spin this.
Some real rap.
I'm gonna spin this still.
Educate yourself.
But
I did also want to say, rest in peace, Javon.
Yeah, man.
Don't know if you know the artist, but yeah, rapper, producer also. I feel like we must have mentioned him on the pod at some point.
What do you call it? His album?
Because I feel like I have.
His album. And I know Swave used to big him up a lot as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fell in love in Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, condolences to his family and all of that.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
I think I heard he had kids as well, so it's sad that he's leaving all of that behind. Praying for the family and that, giving them strength, you get me?
Word.
But yeah.
Word.
Yeah, man. Should we playlist?
Playlist.
Get out of here.
Playlist. Oh yeah, I just seen Strands dropped a mixtape. EP. An EP.
Mm.
what am I saying? I forgot to tap on Tyler. Big up to Tyler, because her album is actually a decent listen still. Not gonna lie to you. I haven't
been able to get there, you know, but yeah.
It's actually decent.
I've been hearing things though.
It's actually decent still. I'm gonna add Chosen by Kenny Mason. And then. What else am I gonna add? Well, I've been listening to you recently. Accessible by Tierra Whack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna add. I must have had Running Out of Time last week, innit?
Running Out of Time. From you.
Future.
Let me see. No.
Cool, I done that. And then. 24 Karats of Gold.
Okay. Cool. Cool. That's done. But yeah, man. Go like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And yeah, man.
Just.
We'll be back.
Love and guidance.